Okay.
You're at
And
18, but yeah.
other two attempt to
No,
shoot.
I dodged the other one.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Only the third incoming attack manages to tag you. Are you trying a dodge at half then? Because you made one dodge roll and that decreased the ot one to a normal
No,
hit.
I fail.
No worries. You didn't quite crash the head though, which makes Logan sad. All right, so you end up taking another 4 points. Meanwhile, Freddie, this is your big moment. She's standing right out there looking like she's playing in the Cybermen. Oh, actually, I gotta do the Cybermen shooting. Each one of them that hits only does 1 point of damage. Their shit is much less powerful than the thing, but there's a lot of them. So I'm just gonna roll for five and each of them will be groups of three. So you'll take 3 points of damage for each one that hits. Oh my God, one of them fucking hit. These guys got like a 20% chance of hitting because they are shit. So you end up taking three more points of damage from assorted blaster fire from the masses of Cybermen that are there.
All right, I'm going to try and shoot her.
Good luck. We're all counting on you. This is your moment to
Oh, I
shine.
did
Oh my
it.
fucking God. Right, she spends a hero point. Remember all those
Oh.
hero point rate NPC cards that got through?
I hate
She's
you.
one of them. Oh yes, but you get a check in fire heavy mounted laser. Not a skill that's seen very often. It goes right by her, and she looks over and just blows up some random cyber dude who flies into the air, dramatically dying. She says. And she sees that the head is coming and thinks now is the time to begin running. She starts running to where the Cybermen go to and do not emerge from, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So we hold on, I'll check her running skill. It's not great because, but she's apparently really scared. She is fucking boogieing there. If you're really lucky, you'll be able to get her at the door, or maybe through the door, or possibly take down part of the building. We now go to next round as she sprints toward the door. Villains are first and get reinforcements. A shitload more Cybermen show up, so now you're going to get shot at six times instead of three from them. Villains are first, nothing is approved. All right, so first the three anti-aircraft guns begin going. Chris, you're working on landing on her instead of dodging.
Yeah.
Cool. So boom, boom. Come on, 40 or under. Yeah, there we go. 4 points. And then for three points each, going for 20% or less six times. One, two, three, four, five, six.
Why don't you just roll 60 and 100? Might be easier.
I just did one, two,
I mean,
three.
no, actually, write 60 100 in
Does that
future. You can do
add
that.
it together?
Yeah,
I don't
you
want to
can
add
do that.
it. I don't want to add it together. Oh,
Well,
you
you
mean?
can see individual rolls.
Oh, I did not know. Right. Only one of them managed to hit, taking their 3 points of damage, Chris.
What are we down
Three.
to?
Three.
Nine.
Woo! So close. All right. And you notice that on her, Freddie, she seems to have some sort of high-tech communicator gizmo something, because you're in a better position to see it. Chris can kind of see a little bit at the top of her head, but you can see more of her because you're looking down this thing's nose. Got Zardos. And so we go to Hero's turn. Freddie, what do you do?
I went trying. Well, I mean, even if I hit it, should just zero point it. But yeah, well,
Yes,
I'll
you
try
will.
and
It's called soak the hero points.
try and shoot again.
Go for it. All right. A beam burns right behind her, dramatically chasing her in the street. And she's like, Thank
The
you. Cool.
door. What I say for my.
All right. Now it's your big squish thing there, Chris. She is going to try to dodge because she does not wish to get squished. And she can't really, opponent fails. Ranged attack or area effect attacks, as the PCs well remember, but she can try to dodge. She doesn't have a great dodge, about a 30% chance. She fucking kills it. Yeah.
Wow.
And now if Chris can get a crit on his fucking drive giant head, he still gets her. Otherwise, she just manages to fucking dodge.
Oh.
Really good, but now you're settled down in front of the doorway. Let's see. Chris, give me a luck roll at full. If you fail it, the mouth is blocking the door, like the mouth is kissing the door.
Wow.
Chris, you like the mouth, Chris?
Okay.
Would not anywhere not kissing the door if you guys want to get out, or do you want kissing the door?
I want it so we can get out and attack her, but
done. Done. You have the mouth. It shows her like laying on the pavement, big mouth. Ah, and she's like, oh. And you're right. Fortunately, this also means the nose is in line with her for next round. Unfortunately, she's first. So she villains are first, heroes are second, and get reinforcements. The heroes do. At this point, while everything is going off around you guys, the U.S. Army decides that bombing the shit out of this area is a good idea because apparently their shit's distracted by air stuff, and so they do the big push. Villains are first. She is, let's see, she's cut off from where she is. She heads back toward the other building, so she's going to try a sprint. If she fails her sprint, again, she's not great at this, then, oh, barely failed by that much. You've got one shot at her. One shot. What do you do, Alex?
So she's heading for a different
she's
door.
She's heading for the building that they make the Cybermen in.
I want to shoot the door so that it collapses and she can't get in.
Your gun won't quite go to the other building. You could barely get her in the foot or something.
No, fine, I'll shoot her then.
Oh, all right. Like I said, not a lot of range on this gun. Just little bits of movement.
I get out and start making my way to her as fast as possible.
Give me a maneuver roll to quickly extricate yourself from the captain's seat, tumble back down the esophagus or whatever.
By half.
Right. Doc Fulton springs forth, fully formed from the mouth. Rah, rah. And the U.S. Air Force goes, rah, bombs the shit out of it. Now, all three of you guys are actually, Freddie, you're at a plus 20 on this.
Okay.
Chris and the bad guy, give me luck rolls versus shrapnel. Lots of shrapnel as the U.S. Army just bombs the fuck out of you guys.
I made it.
All right, no problem. Shit is blowing up all around you. You guys are dodging through the huge red explosions and stuff. Freddy's sitting in there going, I'm so happy I'm not outside right now, I'll tell you what. Because it'll take him an extra round to get out because he has to literally get up and then extra. Do you want to get up this round? Or
wait, yeah, I'll get up now, yeah.
Sorry, next round you can try to get up. No, you're sitting safe in your cocoon of giant head thing. So, yes, the Cybermen, many of them are firing up at the airplanes as you guys got the best possible card you could have.
I have a question. You wanted to play around the division.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. That is why I kept make sure to keep that in a party, because that shit's awesome.
Around the division.
No one's are first, heroes are second, and again get reinforcements. Right. You see various manhole covers open, and people are coming out going, the people of the above world will no longer contain us. And they begin flooding out and shooting the Cybermen with guns and stuff. And people come out of the cities, and it's like the Oliver Twist thing where all the kids come running out of all the alleys and shit like that all at once. And it's like, and there's one dude with a beret on. He goes, Vive la France! And, so, right. You guys are going in the midst of this. There's gunfire and laser explosions everywhere as you ruthlessly chase your target. But let's see. She gets to go first. She waddles slowly toward the door. Apparently, there's an old war injury that's slowing her down a little bit. Chris, give me a luck roll. Lower is better. This is random Cybermen shooting at you. Fortunately, it's not all of them because
I have.
So two of them are managing to get you this round, Chris. They suck ass, but holy Christ, one of them hit, ripping into you with a huge plasma torch for 1 point of damage.
No! I pause it. No, I'm just kidding. Screaming and writhing. I sprint towards her.
Roll. You need to make sprint, and you're right behind her.
There we go.
Alex, what do you do?
I'm going to get out.
And you get up. Like simple action toward the ladder and stuff. Next round, you'll be out. Oh. Or you realize you could try to fly this thing.
No.
Got to be you.
No, bad idea. No.
That would be really cool if you did that and just scooped Chris up afterward. That'd be fun.
No, I'm just going to follow them.
All right, no problem. Next round, you'll be out and doing your sprint thing. Okay, let's see. Other bad guys? And this round, everybody except Alex, who is the safest he can be from shrapnel, give me luck rolls. I'll make one for her. This is versus shrapnel. Make it sexy. She makes it sexy. How are you doing? You take a d20 worth of shrapnel damage. You good with that?
Holy crap.
I'll spend a pause.
Are you sure? It's only a d20. You could roll a 1.
By half.
Ah, no problem. You take no damage, but shit's dramatically blowing up. Your hair's tossing in the wind. Part of it may be on fire. You're pretty sure that prick lit you on fire as you're running. And right, now we go to next round. Tell me you got in our fucking C's. Make my day.
No, I don't.
Thank God. Okay, going to next round. Villains are first. Heroes are second and hasted. Ooh, bummer.
Nice.
Heroes approved.
Wait, yeah. We're first, but they're second and hasted?
No, you're second and hasted. They're first.
Okay.
So, first off, let's see. Chris, give me a luck roll versus random Cybermen attacks. These are the guys who suck ass, but they may shoot you. They're pretty much just spinning and shooting everything. The other guys, the other things.
Success.
Two of them, again, shoot at you. Pew, pew. Right. One of them draws a fumble card. The other one missed, but not by much. He got the draw 5 card. The draw 5 is the ultimate nemesis, as you may not spend a hero point to draw a new card instead of this one. He just fucking explodes. He takes out 3 other Cybermen with him. There, quick and easy. So we now go to, let's see. Chris and the lady give me, and Alex, yours is mostly for the big head that you're in. This is luck rolls versus shrapnel as the bombing is still going on and whatnot. Apparently, there's something called a cluster bomb.
Oh.
She's taking some damage. She will take, she will spend another hero point. She doesn't want that damage. Two hero points. So, Chris. Alex. No problem. Another D12 of damage rips into the head. Are you good with that, Alex?
It's at -3, the head.
It's currently -3?
It's at 9 hit points total. With 12, it'll be at -3.
No, D12. D12. Oh. I haven't rolled it yet. I'm waiting to see if he hero points it. So, here with your possible escape route, taking D12 is a good question. You're the only one in it. You're the only one who can influence this.
Yeah. I'll heal point.
All right. Cool. There you go. Right. The head is ignored. Everybody thinks it's a building. You don't even need to roll on it anymore. It's obviously just a statue that nobody cares about. In fact, one of the jet guys is like, be careful not to hit the statue. It may be a culturally significant thing. So, right now, the bad guy, she is attempting her sprint. Right. Chris, you simple action up to her and you're hasted.
Right. I'm going to try to...
She's done with sprinting. She's like...
quick draw my... So quick drawing the lightsaber would not be the same as fast draw sword, right?
Not even, no.
I just
making sure. It's time to build up a new skill while in dramatic combat against the foe.
I kind of figured it wouldn't be.
She doesn't fumble it, and the insides of the lightsaber just spit out, and he's holding the fucking metal tube going... shatters over there in the street. Some Cyberman accidentally steps on it and then shoots it and then gets blown up by the Air Force. Wait, you go. She's going to try to quick draw her sword, even because she hasn't done anything, because she's got no choice but to face you. You guys are now doing the cross the swords thing. Her sword is not a lightsaber, but it seems to have kind of the same effect of the lightsaber. And so you guys are, I forget what the special word for it is when you've got the swords crossed and you're glaring at each other, but that's the end of her turn.
Core and core or something like that?
There you go. Good man. Take guard. That's the one. That's going to bug me all night. Core to core or something like that, yeah. Can't believe I got the draw five fumble card instead of one of the PCs.
All right, so I will attack her twice then.
Right, she has no parries because she did think she'd make it to the building, but, you know, not having a fucking 98 sprint or whatever is just a mistake.
I hit.
Damage?
Hold
on. Well, yeah, he's rather good at lightsabers.
So I have, it's a D12 lightsaber, but I have a strength. So is it D6, D8?
Uh-huh.
Four.
She'll take the four. She's only got like a couple dozen hero points left, so she'll take the four.
Oh, yeah, a couple of dozen, yeah.
Track the bad guy's hit points, Chris, please.
I hit again.
Right, damage.
Seven.
Spend a hero point on that one. She doesn't want to take that much damage.
Bitch.
She says.
Four.
All right. And so now you guys are going to be fighting on the street with loads of Cybermen. And there's from one side, you've got like bullets flying. The other side, you've got plasma flying. You guys are in the midst of that. And...
Oh, well, can I just stay in the doorway of the building and shoot at her with my rifle?
Or you can stay in the big mouth. You can take cover behind one of the teeth.
Yeah. Can I still reach her with my rifle? Or
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Your rifle can reach her a lot further away than this. You're a full okay. skill with
it. Yeah, that's what I'll do then. I'll quit now, throw my rifle.
If you miss by between 1 and 20... then you're going to shoot the doc in the back because he has no regard at all. But hey, if you miss by more than that, you're fine. Or if you hit her, you're fine. It's just that missing by up to 20, that shoots the doc in the back, which he'll be fine with. He'll be fine. Go ahead and shoot.
Okay.
Take a shot.
Can I fast draw it first? Or try to?
The rifle?
Yeah.
Do you have fast draw rifle?
I mean, I'll do it, but I can try it.
Go for it. If Doc's able to pull out great things out of his ass, I don't see why you can't.
Apparently I can.
Apparently you fucking can. So you still, even though you spend a whole round getting down there and taking cover behind the tooth, you still end up getting a fucking shot. Go ahead and take a check in that skill. That is fucking impressive. Now, let's see if you can shoot Doc in the back and make Logan happy. Come on. Yeah. Perfect.
Oh, come on, really?
Because he got it exactly by 20. Roll damage on Doc, please. Just shoot.
What's
it.
You the don't damage have... rifle?
Oh, this rifle. Hold on a second. It's a medium rifle. Let me pull up my thing here. This makes me so happy. It's like I just see a Doc going. He's helping. I can tell. I just was shot in the back. Medium rifle does D10, sir. So you don't. Do you have a dex of 80 or better?
No.
Pity. All right, so roll a d10 on Doc's back.
Three.
There you go, Doc. Huh?
Okay.
You get shot in the back.
He doesn't know that was me.
That's true. It could have been one of the people, because next round you're going to be getting luck rolls from the sewer people and the Cybermen. The Cybermen are generally not trying to shoot at you. They're trying to shoot at sewer people because she's too close. But you may get shot by everybody, including your own teammates. So we go to the next round. He just shakes his head.
I'm wearing chainmail. Does that help at all or no? I know the magic against, on it doesn't work.
Not against, what? Yeah, not against this sword. This sword, no.
Okay.
Yeah, this sword is special. You saw the temple, you know. So,
will it not help with the rifle?
No, the bullet.
Oh, the bullet. Yes. Yeah. Well, here's the question, Chris.
I'll take the 3, but from now on,
yeah, he only has a D8. Yeah. Oh, you're expecting to get shot more by him. I like the way you're thinking. I like where your head's at.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Either take 3 or ask him to roll a D8. I'm good with either, honestly.
I'll take it.
You like it. So, anyway, now she goes, a cheap shot, she says, for her 3 words. And she goes first. Then I'm going to do all the random people that might shoot you guys, okay? Because she may get shot, too.
Bitches so. Need stitches.
Mm-hmm. Right. She misses you by a little bit. She's really good with the sword, but apparently not today. So now, Chris, and actually, Alex, since you're the only one who has what I call a more sensible position, your luck roll versus all this bullshit going on with things shooting up and down the street at each other, you're at a plus 30%. Chris and Herm both got to make luck rolls. Lower is better to not get shot by either side. She is right now set to take a D20 worth of damage, which she will hero point away. Or wait, no, she will hero point away if it's high. No, she'll take that. She gets stitched by both sides, but it's very minor flesh wounds. How are you doing, Chris?
Hold on. I'm looking for stuff.
Okay. Freddy, nothing is really hurting you in here.
Mm-mm.
You got cover. You got a rifle. You got position. Time to shoot Doc in the back again. If you can do it again, if you can shoot him by accident in the back, I'll give you a card because it amuses me so much. Doc won't be as happy with you, but for me, it's a way to make his sword fight with this bitch a little harder, and I like that. And I believe she's now spent a grand total of 3 hero points.
I made it.
You're going to take a D8 of miscellaneous shit from the explosions, the both sides firing. You guys are basically the droids cutting across the hallway in the Stormtroopers versus Imperial scene in the first Star Wars show.
And there's no way to dodge that at all either?
Yeah, you're busy. You're busy concentrating on this crazy bitch who's working on cutting you apart with her weird sword.
Okay.
Can you parry it with a lightsaber?
No. Lightsabers are not nearly as cool as the Star Wars lightsabers. Your D8 damage is 2 points. It's little. You realize that getting shot by both different sides in this conflict and blown up from the U.S. Air Force is a little less painful than Freddy shooting your ass in the back. In fact, it probably hit one of your butt cheeks. Yeah. So, right. Freddy, you're first. Go for it. This is your big opportunity.
I can't shoot because I have to reload, right?
Now, here's the special skill. There was a show called The Rifleman where he's able to go. So if you want, you can try a fast load with rifle type skill.
Sure.
So you can try to learn to do it really fast. If you don't, in real life, it jams. In the game, you just spend around going chunk, chunk. Okay, great. You spend around chunk, chunking. And Chris, it's all up to you. She saved some of her parry for you. Ha-ha, she says. Get a crit to do damage, Chris.
Nope.
Cool. She parries your lightsaber with her sword and says, "What is that?" for her 3 words. And you say,
Well, I already said bitches need stitches.
Oh, very well. We now go to next round. She appears interested in your lightsaber. Villains are first. Pistol whipping a foe whom nothing gets approved. So villains are first. So first she attempts to cut down the dock. God damn it. She cannot fucking hit you for some reason. She's got amazing skill. She is an expert swordswoman. But Logan rolls. Now, Doc and her and Freddy all give me luck rolls. Freddy, don't forget your fucking huge bonus versus incidental damage from explosions and all that. She's taking a minimal D6. Chris is taking another D8.
Is that with my armor at the D8?
D6.
Okay.
Freddy, you find a fucking bottle of sparkling Evian water near your hiding place. That will go down a treat after the battle. That's a crit. So Chris takes 5 points. So, right. She's already gone and failed and then taken some damage.
How much damage did she take?
She took another 5, I believe. What's she at?
Okay, so she's down 11 so far.
She doesn't look happy. So, it's all you, Chris. And the rifle guy. Go for the rifle shot. Do it! Shoot him! Shoot him! He's here! He's here!
I make it.
She's going to try her parry, but first I want to see you get shot in the back real quick. It'll make my fucking night.
Where was it? Not there. All right, my fault. I'm going to re-roll it.
No! Wait, you're spending a pause on her? She counters. Suck the fumble, she says. That's 4 hero points.
Do that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, ask Chris. It's massive strain. Whatever you did was massively painful, costing you both hit points and magic points. You lose D6 of each, unless you want to spend a hero point to get the fumble card. Are you happy losing D6 hit points and magic points?
Yeah, D6 is fine.
All right, hit points. 2 magic points. 1. God damn it, she says. I spent a fucking hero point on that. All right. And Chris hit. She goes for her big parry. It's the big parry. Come on, 60. Fuck nuggets. Roll damage, Chris.
6.
So she's up to 17?
Yeah.
She'll not go to 17. She'll spend a hero point.
She spent 5.
Yes. She looks a bit nervous. She would like to run, but obviously running doesn't work. Both sides continue shooting at both of you. In fact, you're not even sure you'll make it back to the flying mouth. Alive! We go to next round. Apparently, they weren't expecting the U.S. Air Force and the sewer people to start hammering. What fucking cards you bitches had. Villains are first, heroes are second. Weeping is approved instead of shooting. Actually, since you're reloading, if you spend the round reloading, you can sit there and cry if you'd like.
Yeah, I was going to do that.
Right. Let's see. The villains go. She says, from hell's heart. And she tries to stab at thee. She finally hit. How's that parry? Because I know you were attacking at full, so you're parrying at negatives.
I have a... If you need me to, I have an opponent fails. I can trade you.
That's what I forgot to do, too. Silly Chris. And this is at a negative 30, 30. Right?
Do you want the opponent fails at all?
Well, I'm going to try to roll this first.
Okay.
No, give up. Give in. Now, keep in mind, the only reason the Cybermen are not lighting you up, partially because of that, partially because of her proximity. You're thinking if you lose that proximity, probably get lit up. if they can hit you. But you manage to fail parry. Her sword sinks into you. It makes you unhappy. She isn't right. Here's damage. Where's the RD8? 8 points. Oh, sorry, you had armor. Would you do you want to take 8 points or have me reroll?
My opponent fails her. Wait, yeah, reroll. Because then if it's low, because I can still opponent.
More.
You did another D8, though. Oh, it's D8. Yeah, you did.
D8, D6.
Instead of D8, D8?
Yeah.
Oh. All opponent fails that.
All right, just trade me something.
Hooray! I like it when spending... when using armor, it's actually more painful. The system works.
I have a dissemination as well, if you want that. Just let me know.
We'll wait for it until it's needed.
So we now go to next round in your ongoing...
I didn't attack yet.
Oh, shit. Go for it. I need to get a villain total heal or some shit.
I got it.
She attempts her big parry thing because she's an expert swordswoman. Ching! Ching! Sparks and shit. And now we go to next round. Give me a villain's total heal. Give me villains healed up. Villains are first. Maneuvers approved. She attempts to, she says, I do stab. She slashes, though, making herself a big liar. Roll to parry. You see one of the sewer people biting the face of a cyber dude. Excellent. D6 and D8 coming at you. 10 points. Her sword slashes through you. Interesting fun fact, any non-lightsaber would have been slashed through as you can't parry her weapon, but lightsaber seems to be good enough to do it. This disturbs her a lot, actually. It'd have been funnier if she'd got if he'd gone, ha-ha, and just chopped off the tip of his lightsaber. Now it's like this. He's like, the fuck is that shit?
So trade me the dissemination.
Yeah.
And oh, we still haven't gotten a luck roll with all the incidental damage from either of you. Just FYI.
Okay.
Although the bombing is...
We'll play it. We'll play it. Just take that.
Yeah, play it. Yeah.
Play it. I'm going to play this into your hand. So this goes into your hand.
Yeah. Hold on. I did the cloud down.
The bomb's bursting in the air. A lot of body parts everywhere.
Okay, well, we don't need that. So, okay. Yep. Actually, no. Hold on. My bad. Didn't need to click on that one. Okay, yep.
Okay, I still don't have an opponent fail, so I'm just going to spend a pause to opponent fails.
Bummer. No red play immediately?
Nope.
Incidental damage. Give me a good luck roll, Chris. You want something sexy. Holy shit, a bomb is going to land on both of you guys, probably blowing you up. Go ahead and give me that luck roll.
I got it.
Definitely blowing her up. You're with that and hers, you're going to end up taking only a D12. She's taking a D20. You good?
I'm taking
actually,
a
D20. No, hers is a D20. Yours was a D12. You have armor. She's not wearing armor right now because she wasn't expecting to get squished by a giant head. So you're a D10 instead. You good with D10? Say, yeah, bring
it's
it.
It's a success. I mean, like, I.
Yeah, no, you can't do any better. You only take 4 points.
Well,
let's
on.
See what she takes.
Oh, okay.
You can survive 4.
I'm just saying, tough. You could.
There's a huge smoking hole where she was. You get hit in the face by part of her torso as it flies off of her, Chris. Yeah. There's literally a smoking crater left. And several of these Cybermen are like, reorient, reorient, pointing their gun-like things toward Chris. Other ones are getting cut down by the sewer people who are continuing their relentless attack. Apparently, the U.S. Air Force has helped kill this crazy fucking bitch with a perfect hit.
And there's nothing else to her?
Next round, you can, if you're standing in the street, I'll give you a spot roll. That's if you're just standing still looking around. But
I'm going to dodge it. This round. Wait, is that like I can't dodge?
She's already gone, and you already tried to parry.
Okay, next round.
Yeah. Let's see. Actually, I haven't done Alex yet, have I?
Yeah, so seeing him get blown up, I want to be like, cover him. I want to like get the others to help him escape, basically.
Give me a leadership role. This is the moment you've been training for with your guards back in the back in the alien apocalypse zone. This is what you've shined for, Alex.
Nope.
Come home and shoot at you, just like, oh, somebody over there. And you're like, God damn it, hide behind your big teeth. And right, we now go to next round. Come on, give me something good here. Villains are first and get a free reroll. That's a lot of Cybermen. Being melodramatic is approved. So, villains are first. Let's do the incidentals. Chris, give me a sexy luck roll.
So is this for like, so can this I dodge any, can I, if I'm actively just dodging, can I dodge this or no?
You can, but then you don't get to look around for any interesting shit that may be left as you're throwing yourself violently around.
Can't he just, well, definitely.
You can't talk to him right now. You're in a big gaping mouth full of sharp teeth. You're hoping that this thing isn't alive and biting down. You're fine in here. There's some explosions and shit, but you have cover, so you end up taking a D4 for shrapnel for that just lousy roll. 3 points got through the tooth. That rocks slightly.
Oh, sorry, you rolled it. Yes. How bad. Okay.
I critted my luck.
Nobody shoots at you this round. Odd. So you don't really need to dodge. So you look around. Give me a spot at full since you're just standing there in the street. Lightsaber in one hand, looking around. Wonder what's going on here.
Nothing special.
Hey, bitch's sword's still intact. It's right over there. Simple action away, but, you know.
All simple action towards over there.
Yeah, next round you can bend over and pick it up in the middle of the firefight. Okay. Hopefully it'll be another round like this. Meanwhile, they continue to cut each other down. I'm going to do a roll low. If I get really low, that's good for the sewer people. Really high, it's good for the Cybermen. Wow, sewer people are starting to clean them up. So you're actually going to take less fire from these Cybermen as they're concentrating on the sewer people of doom. Next round. The sewer people rock, yells a black man wearing a yellow sweatshirt. Stained with shit. Villains are first. Screaming in terror is approved. You can do that now if you wanted, Alex. But let's see. Roll luck, roll Chris for incidentals. Easier this time as nobody's intentionally shooting at you. With your armor, it'd be a D4.
Okay.
Cool. You pace over, ignore the 3 points of damage slamming into you. Bend over, pick up the sword. Your ass is still sore from where you were shot earlier. Yes, please. You've still got your massive bonus. Try to get better than he did. Everybody ignores the big head this round. That's obviously just fucking not important. Right. Your bottle of Evian looks like it's cold as well. Right. Chris bends over, picks up the sword, and begins walking back toward Big Head.
Yeah.
So Chris, just FYI, it'll either be two more rounds of walking toward Big Head after this, or one round of sprint, throw yourself into gaping mouth. Either way. So we now go to next round, since we're done shooting at you this round.
Oh, did I try to...
Sorry, what were you wanting to do? Pick up the Evian?
I want to try and shoot one of the down Cybermen.
All right, no problem. Yeah, they're busy with the air guys, so go ahead.
I'm not going to hit him, am I, if I miss?
You shoot one safely away from Chris. Good call there, although shooting Chris would have been funnier.
Nope, failed.
The rifle's obviously got bad sights, you think? Villains are first, maneuvers approved. Chris, maneuvers approved. Yeah, give me first the luck roll versus shit going on as you run across a fucking huge ass firefight. Same for Alex.
Got it.
It'd be D6 at that with your armor. You good?
Can I, like, so would it be better if I dodge across or?
Yeah, if you want to dodge across, it'd slow you down a little bit.
I would rather dodge across because.
Okay, give me a dodge roll to avoid your D6 of death. Freddy, you're the D4 of death. You good?
Yes.
Three more points sink into you from shots ricocheting around in the mouth. Right now, Doc is at the mouth. He wasn't able to throw himself in because he did the dodgy way back. He's got lightsaber in one hand, sword in the other, and yeah, what are worried? He may know you're the one who shot him in the ass. Just saying. He probably doesn't, but he may. He is the Doc. He knows things. So we now go to next round.
Oh, I'm going to spend my turn getting into the co-pilot seat.
Ah, very good. No problem. Villains are first and get a free reroll. Freddy scurries up there to the co-pilot seat. The villains attempt to cut Doc down. Go ahead and give me your luck roll to avoid shrapnel or a dodge. You can do a dodge and roll into the thing. So you don't actually make a luck roll first, see if you even need to bother with dodge or if you can just calmly walk in there. Yeah, you better go ahead and give me that dodge roll, Chris. Bullets are pinging off as you do the dramatic Indiana Jones forward roll through the big teeth. Fortunately, you didn't fumble, or I'd have had you get literally chomp yourself onto the top of the teeth, which would have been really painful, and then get shot in the ass again. But you managed to throw yourself in. You guys then go scurry up. Chris, this is the big piloting thing. It looks like the sewer people are running amok right now and trying to destroy these cyber guys who seem confused and incompetent. Go ahead and give me the big pilot away to safety roll. Just one and you're pilot away to safety. You immediately decide to, it just shows the big head lift off, turn slightly, and it smashes into a building which collapses on it and then explodes.
I'll spend a pause on that.
And then the Air Force comes by and bombs that same building. Oh, all right.
It's just a fail.
No problem. He scrapes the head up. It's going to cause more damage to the head than just a fail. It's going to take an RD6. Are you okay with that?
I mean, it has, how much does it have right now?
I think
nine,
yeah. Yeah, nine. Okay, what
could possibly I go wrong?
Give, do you have any plus skill cards at all?
I have a skill 5.
One pilot. It's one thin wafer.
Yeah, trade that to me.
I'll play it, yeah.
I'm guessing you're both strapped in as well. I'm just making,
I mean, yeah, you should know by now.
Yeah, well, I didn't want anybody, yeah, if you back and stuff, they go, but I wasn't strapped in, so I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah. Cool.
So.
Made it. Because of that vibe, I made it.
Building that much. Just barely missing the fucking building. missing the long, painful scrape. He takes off into the air and begins swiftly flying away. Where to and how high?
Fucking opposite direction. Not too high because I don't want to get...
Well, so you want to go over all new anti-aircraft as opposed to partially destroyed anti-aircraft?
Partially destroyed.
All right. No problem. They shoot at you as you're going, which is why I'm guessing you decided not to scrape. And... let's see. They are still active and still at their full thing, unfortunately for them. And you're not in the gunner seat anymore. No! Well, you're strapped to co-pilot, so you got a better view of getting shot. So let's see. You've got two guns that are going to try to work you down. One of them managed to hit.
I have a question. If I play reverse dice, can I turn that to an 8 into an 82?
No, a reverse dice works on you, but reverse dice, if used correctly, is one of the most powerful cards around.
Yeah, I gave you one of the best cards. If you used it on that, I'd slap you. I'd find you and slap you.
I was just curious.
Your ship takes one more point of damage. It's not doing well. The steering's kind of a little wonky and stuff. You can tell this is definitely the last ride of this valiant head. I also forgot to have you roll damage when you were trying to crush her on the head, but so what? Anyway, the head's definitely fucked. You're thinking if you can shadow shift out with the head, you've only got one shot, one opportunity, one mic, one chance at the mic to make the big rap at the rap battle, all that shit. You've only got one shot to shadow shift the fuck out of here.
All right.
All right.
Are you going to take over then?
Let me pull a new round card. Maybe it will be of some help. It's of no help. So, who wants to give their shot first? Basically, one of the two of you needs to make it, and then you're just done. You're out of the
ship. I got this. I got this for us.
It shows a big fucking...
Because I can do it!
Really? You're playing the I can do it card?
I'm making sure we're GTFOing.
Nice.
Wow, I haven't seen the I can do it card in a long time. If you fumble, I will laugh and pee myself. Damn. Nice. Damn and blast.
Wait.
Oh, yeah.
No, trade me that crit card now, please.
The I can do it card.
The reverse dice.
Oh, my Christ.
I play the reverse dice. I crit.
You lucky fucking bastard. Right. So let me open up that file real quick, you fuckers. Okay. Amber powers. Okay. Right. Let's see. You add Amber power walk through shadow to known location. You can either choose from one of two different powers. You can choose from one of four different powers, Chris. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You may choose either Hellride, Royal Road, attempt to travel through shadow more than one time, like basically if you fuck it up, unless you fumble. If you fumble, you're still fucked.
Mm-hmm.
But second go at shadow, or moving up the chain. Those are all the ones that go off this chain. Or moving up the chain is detect power pattern.
Detect power pattern. What does that exactly do?
Hey, you don't know yet. It's honestly, it's a little bit lame, but it moves you up the chain.
I think maybe it lets you figure out what the power of the pattern might be if you walk it.
Lamer than that.
No, I think it's like a detect magic pattern. Like, do I feel pattern shit around me type thing? Which is pretty lame, but if it connects to other good stuff, but
it goes up the chain as opposed to the others were all side branches.
Okay. You know what? I'm gonna take that one because I'll bet you I can still crit on that one too. And then so if I crit on that one, instead of getting another power on that or going up, can I take something from below still?
No. You go from this bubble. This bubble also has This bubble has one, two, three, four, five different possibilities. One is going up further along the chain. The other four are all spread off this chain.
Huh.
This is a complicated tree.
I'll take detect power pattern.
There it is. It's a once per day deal, which is bad, but it just gives you over there within 20 meters.
Just cost me every day, basically.
Yeah, once a day you can try it. Oh yeah, this is the most complicated shit ever. But on the other hand, this is made for like immortals with loads of time to eventually build up their shit in.
And then this is a skill too, right? I have to.
No, you just go. Does this have the power pattern? Do I detect the power pattern within 20 meters of me?
Oh, you just do it! Wow.
But how do you make this go up then?
Oh shit! Yes, you're right. Yes, it has a skill. I was completely high there for a moment. Ignore that.
Okay.
It's a skill. Ah. And believe it or not, one of the chains going off of this thing is trying it more than once a day type deal. And just so you know, once you get high enough and I want to do it more often, eventually you get up to whenever the fuck you I want. So, but those are all separate skills also. So doing it twice, like if you were to ever get the try pattern twice a day, that's a different skill than doing pattern once a day.
Okay.
You want to go? Oh, hold on. Let me see if the cat wants out. You want to go outside? Outside? Huh. Yeah. Thank you so much.
How close to dead are you?
You know, I'm doing pretty good. I got 3 hit points left. Yeah, I'm really fucked up. I need to go sleep for a while. Preferably in MMO land where they might have some people that can fake heal me too.
So you made your destination?
Not MMO land.
No, we're taking this back to post-apocalyptic, right?
Yeah, to alien takeover. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. You. Where did you want? Really? Okay. Where in alien takeover? By the way, keep in. Or actually, you just FYI with the shadow walking. I'm gonna fill you in on something. If you shadow walk, you will hit the zone you're going for. That's about as exact as it gets, unless you, you did get a crit. So you can specify in this case, but normally it's like, I want to go to this zone. You're in Hong Kong, motherfucker. And then you got to take a plane or whatever. See what I mean? With a crit, where do you want to be? Great.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. In other words, going to small zones works better with shadow walking because it's like you're on the west side instead of the east side of Burlington. It's not that bad. Hong Kong... Bad. No IDs, no passports.
And that would have made my that would have made a complete I would have gone to MMO land then because if it's a small
MMO
shadow,
land, makes no, MMO land, even better. That's even worse. You could literally be anywhere there.
Oh my god.
Yes. So I'm just letting you know that the way the shadow walking works is state destination, then roll. You could end up anywhere within that shadow. Normally, that's not a big deal if you're going through shadows you really don't give a fuck about. But if I've got them detailed, you know, now you're at the bubble sphere princess shadow plot.
Well, see, the good thing though about bringing this to because in MMO land this might not work. We're just like
that's what I'm saying.
Which is why I wanted to go back to post apocalyptic because we know it works there, so it's all
that's
good.
That's an excellent point, actually. So, where would you like to be specifically in post-apocalyptic world?
You know, it we can just bring it right back to where it was, because it won't get fucked with out there where it was.
You head back. Your car is still there. You land it. The netting's all torn up because of dramatic exits.
That's okay. We can try to... I will camouflage it using the remnants.
Give me a camouflage roll. Conceal, camouflage, hold out.
There we go. Yep. There, yeah.
Oh, fine. All right. Doc Fulton is apparently skilled at hiding shit, which would explain why he has hidden so much from you, you think. But at least you got to shoot him in the ass. You may gain sanity from
that. Bit, what's the way there? Let me take a look at you. I feel bad.
He shows him open his coat. You see, like, his intestines going.
The first aid. Oh, come on.
No problem. Freddy now attempts to kill you. He will do 1d3 of hit points damage.
Why did this happen?
So this may actually knock your ass out, which would be a mercy, and then he'll put you in the flying car and crash you. So, Freddy, can you roll a d3 damage on the doc, please? Unless you spend a hero point to redo that first aid roll. It's up to you. I don't care.
I mean, it's not going to kill him, right?
It might.
Well, zero is knocked out.
Hopefully. Oh. I'm sure it'll be okay.
One.
Right. Freddy causes one additional point of damage. The doc looks at you as though you owe him child support.
You touched me again. I'm going to go in the car. Fucking end you.
Okay, noted. I'll go.
Get in the car. Get in the car.
Yeah.
Giving each of you a card, I'm giving Freddy a card for injuring you, and I'm giving Doc a card for threatening Freddy for injuring him. You guys then get in the car. Doc, you are now bleeding fairly freely. The blood had clotted, but he removed the clots carefully and painfully, and he put a cork in your ass. You don't like any of it. You're now bleeding and coughing up blood occasionally. So give me a pilot flying car roll. You're back to full skill here, so have fun with that. As you attempt to make it over to San Angeles, probably, are you just going to park in front of Clem's? Like, fuck it, we're out.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You're sitting there going, you're kind of leaned over the steering wheel, blood's drooling out of your mouth and shit. And every now and then, you've got enough strength to just barely turn your head so you can glare at Freddy, and then go back to leaning over the wheel, bleeding all over it, and then you crash into something, causing yourself more damage and possibly either killing or knocking yourself out.
Okay.
All right. So, right, you guys are both strapped in, so each of you roll a d4 damage on yourself and roll a d12 on the car. As Doc's having
I'll pass out. Problem.
Right. It's going to be up to Freddy to fly the car. He's got to save Doc, who's bleeding to death. Oh.
Hold on, let me still see what my... I'll pass out.
You guys just lay there. Right. Doc. Okay, since Freddy's unconscious and you're unconscious, Doc, we're going to do this for you. Freddy, if you want to roll to support his luck roll... You can roll to support his luck roll, but Doc is going to be doing the what happens to us while we're unconscious. Do we end up tied to a big stake over a roaring fire? Are there a bunch of Ewoks preparing to eat us? Are they led by...
What level?
Luck. Lower is better. You want to give him at least a +5. Although if you fumble, I'll give you a card for fumbling and fucking up his luck because... It seems that you are as big of nemesis to him as the generals are.